From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starter from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. President expresses gratitude to Nahdlatul Ulama's commitment to Pancasila. Vice President asks Nahdlatul Ulama to optimize potential at national and global level. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed his gratitude to the National Islamic Organization Nahdlatul Ulama's commitment to safeguarding the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia and national ideology of Pancasila. The President's remarks were delivered to participants at Nahdlatul Ulama's 96th anniversary commemoration and inauguration of the organization's Executive Committee for the 2022-2027 period in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan on Monday, as reported by Antara. President Jokowi has also remarked that close to its centenary, Nahdlatul Ulama has been successful in exhibiting an amicable face of Islam and Indonesia to the global community. We move to Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, who has urged Indonesia's largest Muslim-based organization, Nahdlatul Ulama or NU, to optimize its potential at the national and international level. He made the appeal at the inauguration of the Nahdlatul Ulama's Executive Board, or PBNU, for the 2022-2027 period and the 96th anniversary commemoration of NU in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan, on Monday, as reported by Antara. Ma'ruf Amin has also noted NU's potential should be converted as a real power in the context of service to religion, the nation, and the state. Next, we have Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, who has confirmed that the government has modified Activities Restriction Enforcement, or PPKM, indicators for cities and districts with complete vaccinations made a criterion for PPKM advancement. As quoted by Antara, the minister said the aim is to boost vaccinations. Luhut Binsar Panjaitan also explained the government has modified the PPKM level 1 and 2 criteria by switching the vaccination indicator standard from the first vaccination dose to complete vaccination for PPKM status advancement. We end the national news with Indonesia, which must optimize its strategic position during G20 meetings to champion national interests in the labor sector that can positively impact the global economy. Indonesia's G20 presidency is a great momentum for Indonesia to recover the declining economy due to the COVID-19 pandemic by improving the labor sector through expediting vaccination efforts and restoring confidence among the global public to recover together and restore the global economy. It was said by Secretary General, the Ministry of Manpower, Anwar Sanusi, in a statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Monday. Now we move to the international news. Defense Minister of Japan Nobuo Kishi on Tuesday said a Japanese F-15 fighter jet went missing, is believed to have crashed with two crew members on board not accounted for. As reported by Reuters.com, the officials had previously said the jet belonging to Japan's Air Self-Defense Forces went missing shortly after takeoff on Monday. A media report on Monday said one of the crew members may have been found in the Sea of Japan. However, Kishi further said both crew members were still missing. Next, the Qatari O Network reported on Tuesday that Qatar's foreign minister, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani, told Al Jazeera TV his country is using its open channels with Washington and Tehran to bring their views closer. As stated by Reuters.com, his remarks come after U.S. President Joe Biden and Qatar's emir met in the Oval Office on Monday to discuss bilateral ties and pressing regional issues. We end the news with angry clashes between Russian and U.S. envoys at the U.N. Security Council after the U.S. called a meeting to discuss Moscow's troop buildup on its borders with Ukraine. As reported by BBC.com, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the mobilization was the biggest Europe had seen in decades. Her Russian counterpart accused the U.S. of fomenting hysteria and unacceptable interference in Russia's affairs. The U.S. and U.K. have promised further sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. UK Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said legislation was being prepared which will target a wider range than currently of individuals and businesses close to the Kremlin. Well, listener, next we present you Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner is about Indonesia and Sri Lanka explore potential cooperation in Palmyra Tree Research. The Indonesian Embassy in Colombo explored the potential for cooperation in Palmyra Tree Research through a meeting between the Indonesian Ambassador to Sri Lanka, Dewi Gustina Tobing, and the manager of the Palmyra Tree Research Center in Sri Lanka. In a written statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Colombo received in Jakarta last Friday, it was stated that the Indonesian Ambassador had discussions with the manager of the Palmyra Research Center Sri Lanka, or PRI, Sri Vijayanindran, about the possibility of collaborating with the Palma Research Center under the Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture. Cooperation seems can be carried out in various fields including research and product development and exchange of expertise. The Indonesian Embassy in Colombo said that this collaboration could also be carried out with other Indonesian stakeholders such as small farmer associations, university research centers, and other government institutions. The Indonesian Embassy believes that Palmyra Tree has the potential of high economic value and states that a number of studies on Palmyra palm tree as a raw material for bioethanol have shown this. The plant also grows widely in Indonesia, especially in eastern Indonesia, and has become a regional symbol in Jeneponto, South Sulawesi Province, and the Nusa Tenggara region. In Sri Lanka, the Palmyra Research Center has been able to develop up to 50 types of products derived from the Palmyra palm tree. The Palmyra Research Center is the only research center related to Palmyra palm tree and its derivative products in South Asia. According to the Indonesian Embassy in Colombo, as of September 2021, Sri Lanka has been able to export Palmyra palm tree products and their derivatives to a value of $12.5 million, or around 180 billion rupiahs. And listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
Listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, we begins with the February 1st, 1946, the Hungarian Kingdom is abolished. February 1st, 1946, the Hungarian Parliament officially announced the abolition of the country's 9th century monarchy system. The Hungarian Parliament then proclaimed Hungary a republic. Turning to 1979, religious leader Ayatollah Khomeini returns to Iran. Sayyid Ruhollah Mousavi Khomeini, or popularly known as Ayatollah Khomeini, is an Iranian Shia Islamic religious leader and politician. On February 1, 1979, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini returned to Iran after 14 years of exile in France. He became the leader of the 1979 Iranian Revolution, which saw the overthrow of Shah of Iran Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. After the revolution, Khomeini became the supreme leader of the country, a position created in the Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran as the highest political and religious authority in the country, which he held until his death. We end with February 1, 2003, Space Shuttle Columbia exploded. The United States Space Shuttle Columbia exploded in midair as it was about to land at Kennedy Space Station Center, Florida, United States, on February 1, 2003. All 7 astronauts on the Columbia crew were killed. American National Space Agency NASA officials said the accident occurred when the 1981 made plane was at an altitude of 60,000 feet from the Earth at a speed of 20,000 kilometers per hour. Before exploding, this plane had just completed its 28th mission after taking off on January 16, 2003. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
told you all you to the bone. Have I ever called you when you are all alone? And if I ever forget to tell you how I feel, listen to me now, babe. I want you to the bone. I want you to the bone.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Indonesia and South Africa Become Attractive Markets in 2022. HSBC's chief researcher for emerging markets, Andra da Silva, said that Indonesia and South Africa will become attractive emerging markets for investors in 2022. As quoted on the koranjakarta.com website January 31st, Andra da Silva in the annual Investment Forum 2022 in Jakarta on Saturday, January 29th, said the two main markets this year have officially become the public spotlight and are very prominent. According to him, Indonesia and South Africa managed to attract investors' attention because the financial markets of the two countries were considered strong since they increased the share of domestic ownership compared to foreign investment. In addition, De Silva explained that the normalization of world central bank policies will certainly make capital flows out of emerging market countries, so that an increase in the share of domestic ownership will greatly support the financial resilience of the two countries. On the other hand, the exchange rates of Indonesia and South Africa tend to be more stable compared to other emerging market countries. With these various conditions, Indonesia and South Africa are considered much better prepared to face the normalization of monetary policy of the world's central banks, especially the Central Bank of the United States, the Fed. Nevertheless, De Silva believes that currently the flow of foreign capital into various emerging market countries will not be as much as before because the tightening of global liquidity due to the preparations for normalization of various world central banks. And listener, that's my Indonesia for today.
When I first saw you, we were wearing blue. It was late at school when you took me by surprise. Had a line or two, then I texted you, but it didn't turn outright. Well, anyways, this would be the start of something we remember to the end.
Yeah, it's you.
Ready for round two.
La da da da.
La da da.
Radio Was Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Today, the Chinese people celebrate the Chinese New Year. This New Year celebration has become a hereditary tradition. In Chinese tradition, Chinese New Year celebrations are synonymous with eating together. Eating together is an expression of togetherness and family unity, so dinner is an essential part of this celebration. Every food served at the Chinese New Year meal has meaning and philosophy. The hope is that it can provide goodness and prosperity for those who enjoy it. In the country of origin, China, the tradition of eating together during Chinese New Year needs at least 30 types of food. But in Indonesia, the tradition follows Indonesian culture. It serves about 8 types of food. One of the menus that must be served by the Chinese community in Indonesia is pindang bandeng or milkfish stew. Pindang bandeng can only be found in Indonesia. This menu is the result of Chinese cultural acculturation in Indonesia. Pindang bandeng in Chinese language means nian nian yo yu. It means that every year there is a leftover, meaning that we expect this year to have abundant blessings in business, career, and others, as well as good prosperity from year to year. To make pindang bandeng, first coat the milkfish with soy sauce, then boil it with various spices that have been mashed, such as shallots, red chilies, ginger, turmeric, sugar, and salt. Then add tamarind water and broth. Pindang bandeng has a complete and balanced taste from sour, salty, to sweet. When eaten, usually it is added with sliced cabai rawit or bird's eye chili. So, it is getting spicier. Pindang bandeng will be more delicious if it is kept and heated more because the spices are increasingly absorbed in the fish meat. Listener, in every large traditional Chinese feast, fish dishes are always served at the end of the meal as a symbol of good fortune in the future coming in abundance. Usually, the fish is served whole from head to tail. The head is often turned to the guest of honor, who is present at the feast, as a sign of the highest respect. In addition to being served at a dinner together on Chinese New Year, people will also send pindang bandeng or to their parents-in-laws and parents in the morning to show them attention. The size of the milkfish also has a special meaning. The bigger the milkfish is, the bigger the attention to their parents is. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a segment in Voice of Indonesia's English program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language or Bahasa Indonesia. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Nonton Film di Bioskop. Nonton film di bioskop, which means watching a film at the movies. Next is an example of a conversation related to today's topic entitled Ya Benar. Ya Benar, which means yes, that's right. This conversation takes place between Kevin and Nuni. Kevin wants to know Nuni's opinion about the movie they have just watched. Let's listen to their conversation.
Filmnya seru ya?
Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali.
After listening to the conversation entitled Ya benar, which means yes, that's right, I'll present some phrases and vocabulary related to it. I'll say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Film. Film, which means film or movie. Seru. Seru, which means exciting or fun. Filmnya seru ya? Filmnya seru ya? Which means the film is exciting, right? Ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, that's right. Filmnya seru sekali. Filmnya seru sekali, which means the film is very exciting. Tidak bagus. Tidak bagus, which means not good. Kurang bagus. Kurang bagus, which means not so good. In the conversation between Kevin and Nuni, there is an expression, ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, it's true or that's right. The phrase can be used in a various conversational contexts, one of which is to convey agreement. To say that you agree with your friend's assessment of something, you can say ya benar. Ya benar, which means yes, it's true or that's right. If you do not agree with your friend's assessment, you can use the word tidak. Tidak, which means not, or kurang. Kurang, which means not so. For example, tidak bagus. Tidak bagus, which means not good. Or kurang bagus. Kurang bagus, which means not so good. Let's listen to other examples of agreeing or disagreeing. Filmnya seru ya? Filmnya seru ya? Which means, is an exciting movie, isn't it? Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali. Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali. Which means yes, right. The film is really exciting. Filmnya seru ya. Filmnya seru ya. Which means, isn't the movie exciting? Menurutku kurang seru. Menurutku kurang seru. Which means, I think it's not so exciting. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation one more time.
Filmnya seru ya?
Ya benar, filmnya seru sekali.
Listener, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Nonton Film di Bioskop. nonton film di bioskop, which means watching a film at the movies. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa!
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Selamat Tinggal Bungaku by Toto Syam. The song composed by Johar Bahar and Ahmad Wanyit has the theme of sadness. The lyrics tell about the separation between lovers. The lover says goodbye and promises to send good news. He also asks his lover to take good care of herself. Well listener, here is the Malay song Selamat Tinggal Bungaku by Toto Syam. Enjoy!
kamu untuk diriku. Ke timur atau utara, tak tentu mana arah aku tuju.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan sampai mengulang cerita. kita harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
I could remember that you were what's
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.